When Oprah Winfrey picks a book for her book club, sales skyrocket. Now Australia is hoping to get a little of the Oprah effect. Next month, the talk show queen plans to tape some of the final episodes of her program at the Sydney Opera House. She's bringing members of her audience along with her, all expenses paid. Australia's government is banking on Oprah to provide a much-needed boost to the country's sagging tourism industry. Phil Mercer prepared this report in Sydney.
I cannot tell you how excited we are to be able to come down under, really, just to see the sights and hear the sounds, taste the wine, experience everything that your country has to offer.
Oprah Winfrey's delight is nothing compared to that of some of the loyal fans who'll accompany her to Australia.
Maybe I should take all of you with me to the other side of the world.
Australia's parliament is pretty delighted too. Martin Ferguson is the tourism minister.
She said that her Australian visit would represent the ultimate adventure. That is exceptionally important because Oprah has been named by Forbes magazine as the most important celebrity in the world. And that represents a major endorsement of the Australian tourism industry.
The House will come to order.
Oprah isn't funding the entire trip. The Australian government is kicking in about $1.5 million to help cover costs. That's not going down so well with some people here. But Andrew McAvoy says it'll be worth the public expense. He's managing director of Tourism Australia, the government's official marketing agency.
People travel because a friend or a relative or someone that you look up to recommends the destination. So Oprah Winfrey, one of the most influential people on earth, I think is a great way to accentuate what's different and interesting about our country from someone that a lot of people take their cues from. Oprah Winfrey has a high leverage with 25 to 54 year old women, and 25 to 54 year old women make a lot of travel decisions. So when we were trying to demonstrate there's nothing like Australia, we thought the Oprah Winfrey program was a great high impact way to do that.
The last decade has been a tough one for Australia's tourism sector. The soaring Australian dollar has made an Australian holiday far less attractive for tourists in the key markets of the United States and Britain. So Australia's been trying to woo Asian visitors. But a few other things have worked against them, says industry analyst Tony Charters.
The tourism industry right through the early 2000s just became a bit punch drunk from the impacts of SARS and avian flu and obviously September 11, the Bali bombings. At that point, we thought, you know, things can't get any worse. But the reality is what the industry is dealing with now is actually worse than what we were dealing with back in those early years of 2000.
That's why tourism officials are pinning their hopes on Oprah's visit. David Bierman is with the University of Technology, Sydney.
Oh, fantastic opportunity. Whoever came up with that in Tourism Australia deserves a medal or an Order of Australia.
Oprah is due to arrive in Australia in early December. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.